Beep boop.
Boop.
It's just fun to make robot noises.
It is fun.
I feel like the call for making robot noises has really gone down as I get older, and I don't appreciate that.
Neither do I. Adulthood sucks.
Yeah, more robot noises.
Yes.
Beep boop, more. Beep boop, beep boop.
More.
Beep boop, beep boop.
More.
Beep beep boop 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 boop. Beep,
okay.
Boop.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. If I knew Morse code, I could actually say stuff, but I don't.
I only know SOS and Morse code, which I suppose is useful.
Beep boop beep. Short, long, short?
Well, it's three short, three long, three short.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did it wrong. I'll never get help from my fellow robots. Yeah, you've turned into tuned into Go No Contact podcast. My name is Misha, and I'm robot illiterate, and I'm trying to work on that, but you know.
And my name is Caitlin, and the only Morse code I know is SOS, but I guess if I'm ever in a situation where I'm actually using Morse code, SOS is probably what I need to say.
Yeah, I think that probably it doesn't come up a lot.
Probably not.
Usually I think I would just resort to, like, waving a white flag and screaming.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to be in a situation where I have to use Morse code because there's no other option, but my question, or, like, the thing I need to say is, like, hey, where's the bathroom?
Do you have an extra piece of bread I could borrow?
Yeah. Probably not going to happen. Of course, now that we've said that, that's probably exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to die because I can't spell SOS right in Morse code.
Well, that's sad.
It is. But, you know, at least while I'm here, I'll make this podcast.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Shall we do the first post?
Yes, we shall.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and read it. The poster is a 25-year-old female whose boyfriend is also 25 years old. She says, long story short, I'm studying abroad in another country where I met my current slash possibly ex-boyfriend. I live in an apartment with four random people. They change every semester. My first one I lived in with three girls and a gay guy, which my boyfriend didn't mind at the time. In February, two straight guys moved in and he got a bit insecure, even though I assured him it would be okay, I wouldn't betray him, etc. He asked me not to walk around the house without a bra on. At the time, I didn't agree, but decided to just ignore it. Fast forward this month, I got sick this week, and I had to practically beg him to come see and help me since I live alone. When he arrived, I was in the kitchen cooking some lunch for myself in my pajamas, which are old clothes, not sexy at all, and he got really mad and went into the bedroom. When I went after him, I asked what was wrong, and he said that I betrayed him. I was like, what? And he said I wasn't wearing a bra, and I promised not to do that. I said I didn't agree and that it was my body and he had no say what I wear inside my own fucking home. The argument got heated and he broke up with me because I betrayed him and his trust, and I started saying how he was a spoiled child, always waiting for people to dote on him and not helping anyone at all, not even his sick girlfriend, which, by the way, I went to the hospital alone while he was sitting in his bedroom playing video games because I have gastroenteritis and not just the flu. Guys, I'm so mad, but I also feel like I'm a little bit in the wrong. I said some mean things, although they're very true, and now I feel a bit guilty. Every time we fight, I always go right after him and apologize, but now I don't know what to do. I just wished for a change that he would be the one to go after me, but I guess that won't happen. Go no contact.
Yep. you know what? This guy just... What does he think? Like, women walk around their family members with bras on when they're wearing, like, perfectly reasonable clothing because of what? Like, I don't understand.
I mean, yes, at least in my household, like, no one wears no bras unless they're asleep.
Interesting. Like, I definitely, like, I wear no bras all the time. And, okay, so part of that is that, like, I have small boobs. I don't need that much support, and yep. I can, like, get away with that, which is not the case for every boob owner. Mileage may vary.
Yes, all of the boob owners in my natal family were endowed generously. So, like, it was just uncomfortable. But I think that also created an expectation that, like, when I started hanging out with, you know, adult women who are not my family members and they would take off their bras all the time, I was like, what are you doing? Not in, like, a dickish way, just, like, literally, I don't understand. What are you doing?
Right. Yeah. Especially for people like me who don't necessarily need a bra to be comfortable, bras are just boob prisons. They're uncomfortable, and they just trap them, and they can't breathe, and it's not fun. And, like, honestly, one of the things I look forward to most about getting home at the end of the day is taking my bra off. Because my boobs want to be free.
Yeah, I have to say, I never, like, Elise is the same way. And I never, like, saw clothes as prisons until I started dating her. And she would get home and be like, goodbye, bra. Goodbye, pants. And I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, I'm less opposed to pants, but bras have always just rubbed me the wrong way. Both, like, literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
And I just, for this guy to demand that she wear a bra in her own home.
Especially, like, when she's sick.
Especially when she's sick. Like, come on. No sick person with boobs is going to get up just to put a bra on, especially if they're not leaving the house. Unless being without a bra is uncomfortable because of their particular boobs. But, like, if I'm comfortable without a bra and I'm sick and I'm not leaving the house, there's no way in hell I'm putting a bra on.
Right. I mean, especially, like, people in their pajamas just want to, like, slob around and just sort of eat food and go back and lie down.
Yep. It's also, I think it makes it very, the thing that she says that, like, she used to live with three girls and a gay guy and he didn't care then, but then when she started living with two straight dudes, then it was suddenly a problem. I think it makes it clear that it's about him being insecure.
Oh, yeah.
And thinking that, like, oh, other men might, like, see her wearing a shirt but no bra. And also, like, maybe she'll cheat on me.
Right, because everyone knows that if you show someone your boobs, then you have to sleep with them.
Right. And they wouldn't even be seeing her boobs. They'd just be seeing them... they'd just be seeing her, presumably, with a shirt on.
But clarification, if you see the outline of someone's boobs.
That was not artificially created by a boob prison.
Yes. Yeah, no, obviously, like, he's jealous and insecure, but also he sounds kind of like a waste of time if he didn't come take care of his sick girlfriend at all.
Right, the fact that she says that she had to practically beg him to come see her, and then he sat at home and played video games while she went to the hospital alone?
Yeah.
Honestly, it is a gift that he broke up with her, and she should just kiss that piece of trash goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, she says she feels guilty because she said some mean things. And, like, I get that. But also maybe he'll take that knowledge or, you know, he'll take that whatever she said to him and make a change.
Yeah. And it also sounds like the things that she said were true. And she wasn't just, like, making shit up to hurt him. So, like, if she really feels guilty, she could send him a, like, text that's like, I'm sorry that I was mean when I said those things. They're true, but I could have said them nicely.
Right.
But also, goodbye.
No, yeah, I think it may be a good thing to do might be like, hey, look, I am sorry that we had that argument. Feel bad. But I think you need to be aware how you're coming off. You're very controlling and selfish. And, that's, like, I'm not going to try to get back together with you. I just want you to know that you didn't treat me very well.
Yeah. And, yeah, maybe if there's any hope for him, he will see that as a wake-up call and try to be better in the future.
Yeah, just, like, if she can, after people have, both of them have cooled off, she can try to get something across.
Yeah. Also the fact that, like, when he first told her he didn't want her to walk around without a bra at home, and she didn't agree to it, and they just dropped it, and then he later tried to insist that she had agreed to it.
Yeah.
Also shitty.
But he may not have done that on purpose. He might have just misremembered.
Like, maybe she just dismissed him and he took that to be, like, consent.
Yeah. Like, oh, okay, we're moving on. Great. That means that she agrees.
But I also, I personally can't imagine being with someone who told me, don't walk around the house without a bra on, and me not, like, being like, excuse me, what the fuck did you just say to me?
Yeah, I think that also I wanted to make a new roommate rule that we all have to wear socks at all times.
Too bad.
Nope.
You're gonna see my feet all the time.
Look, no!
Look at them. Look!
I have a mortal fear of feet.
Too bad. And you shouldn't have lived with roommates with feet,
Misha. Damn it. I knew
it's
I should
all
have.
All your fault.
I knew I should have taken the fourth room in that apartment full of mermaids.
Yep.
Oh, well. I guess we can move on to the next one.
Okay. So this OP is a 34-year-old guy talking about his relationship with his girlfriend who is 26. 6 months ago, I met this wonderful woman at a party. We have a friend in common, and he introduced us. She is gorgeous, super smart, very knowledgeable, and a bookish kind of person. I was immediately attracted to her. She is blind, and I suffer social anxiety disorder. Since I was a teen, I always had a very hard time approaching women, especially if I found them attractive. After years of therapy and medication, I managed to overcome some of my limitations, although sometimes I still struggle. Also, I'm ugly. I'm not deformed or anything, I'm just not attractive. It's not a big deal, I have accepted this from early on and tried to compensate with the skills and talents I have. Anyway, although I was blown away by her beauty, I tried to do my best to make a good impression on her. We went to dates, we increasingly shared a lot of time together and became very close. It was a learning experience for me, and still is, but I'm very proud to say she is my girlfriend. Well, the other day, my friend's girlfriend, the one that presented us at the party, sent me a message she had to tell me something important. When we met, she told me that my girlfriend's younger sister, who is 22, is very angry about me having a relationship with her sister. She knew because they're friends, and she was very sad and apologetic for not telling me earlier. She believes... I assume the she here is the sister.
Mm-hmm.
She believes that I'm a creep and I'm taking advantage of my girlfriend simply because she is way out of my league, that I know since she can't see me and she doesn't know how unattractive I am. I'm not going to lie, I have thought about this, and early on in the relationship, when we were only dating, I explicitly told my girlfriend that I'm not a physically attractive guy. She was visibly upset about this, reassured me that she found me very attractive and that I shouldn't think about myself like that. We haven't talked about this since then. I'm at a loss and I don't know what to do. On one hand, I know rationally that the sister is right and my girlfriend could be with someone gorgeous like her. On the other hand, I'm so in love with my girlfriend and the idea that her sister is trying to separate us makes me angry towards her. I don't know if I should confront her sister or if I should talk to my sister about this.
I think he means that if I should talk to my girlfriend.
That makes more sense. I was like, when did he get a sister?
Yeah. This is really sad to me.
It is so sad.
I think that it's... One, I wanted to say that I think that he has a very healthy sort of perspective on... I mean, he says he's ugly. Obviously, I don't know what he looks like. But that he's saying, I've accepted it, and I try to compensate with the skills and talents that I have. So, you know, important things, possibly, like, being nice to people or, like, interesting conversation or, you mm-hmm. know, the kind of things that actually form a good relationship beyond just physical beauty.
Right. Like, no lasting relationship is founded purely on physical attraction. There has to be something else there. And so many lasting relationships, like, when the people initially met, they weren't necessarily physically attracted to each other. But as they got to know each other, were attracted to each other for people and came to be physically attracted to them.
Right. I just think that the sister seems to have like a really screwed up idea of why people should be together.
Yeah. I also So she thinks that OP is a creep and he's taking advantage of the fact that his girlfriend is blind because she's beautiful and he's not attractive and she could be with someone as attractive as she is. But like, why would she even care?
Right, why would she care what... I mean, okay, the reason why she would care what they look like when she can't see them is just for status.
Right. But she clearly doesn't care about that.
Right.
Based on her reaction to OP telling her that he's not physically attractive.
Right, so it seems like she's not a shallow person. So great.
Right. Yeah. Because I just, like, to me, like, the beauty in being physically attracted to the visual stimulus that is your partner is, like, you get to look at them. Obviously, like, she doesn't get to see her partner and can be physically attracted to them in other ways. So yeah, like you said, the only reason she could possibly have to care about other people finding her partner as attractive as she is status. And, like, right. Basically being shallow.
Well, and he says, like, on the one hand, I know rationally that the sister is right and my girlfriend could be with someone gorgeous like her. That's not, I mean, like, she could be, maybe, but she doesn't want to be.
Right. She wants to be with OP.
Like, I consider Elise, like, kind of out of my league in terms of, like, she's traditionally attractive and I'm not, but she has made it clear that, like, she doesn't care about that. So, like, cool.
Yeah.
You have to respect the person's choice.
Right. So, in terms of what OP should do, I do not think he should confront the sister. Mm-mm. I think he should tell his girlfriend what's happening and let his girlfriend decide how to handle it from there.
Yeah, she can talk to her own sister better. Like, yeah. She can make a case, like, this is what I want.
Because, so, if the sister is actually convinced that OP is a creep, him confronting her and telling her what her sister wants isn't gonna make things look any better.
Not at all.
But also, like, you know, this is his girlfriend's sister. She, A, deserves to know what's happening, and B, deserves, because it's her family, she gets to sort of call the shots on, like, how things go forward.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think, like, you know, maybe she knows her sister well enough to say, like, if we give her any attention about this, then, like, she will just make a bigger deal out of it because she just wants the attention and she just wants to get a good fuss. So we should just ignore it. Or maybe she'll confront her sister. But either way,
it's up to her. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't imagine, based on, anecdote he tells about the time he told his girlfriend that he was physically not attractive, based on her reaction, I can't imagine that she's going to be like, shrug, this isn't a big deal. I think she'll probably be pretty angry on her girlfriend's behalf.
Yeah, I just am like, it's okay, buddy. Like, the sister is wrong. Stay, like, you're happy. I will say that if anything is creepy, it's the fact that he's 8 years older than her.
Yeah. If there's anything creepy about this relationship, it would be that, but it doesn't read like it's...
No, I have no...
An unhealthy age gap, so...
I have no reason to think that is on the table. I just sort of... I did notice that age gap. I'm like, okay, well, that could be playing into the sister's perception that the girlfriend is sort of out of his league.
Perhaps. Who knows? But, like, you know, he's... What is it? She's 26 and he's 34. He's not exactly, like, a decrepit old man preying on the, like, young females. Like, that would make finding him a creep because of the age gap when there's no indication that there's, like, a power imbalance between the two of them makes more sense when he's, like, a lot older and, like, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. I could understand that more if he were, like, in his 40s or 50s.
Well, then it would be creepy.
Right, exactly. But he's in his 30s, which are not old.
No, people who are over 30 are ancient.
Oh, well.
Yep, in 5 years. We've
only got 5 more years. Yeah, in
5 years, we'll both be ancient.
Well,
it's unfortunate, here it comes. But that's the way it goes.
I suppose.
Yeah, I think the best thing to do, again, is just to leave it up to the girlfriend. She knows her family best.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I hope, because it sounds like a good relationship, I hope it works out.
Yeah. It's cute.
Yeah, and hopefully the sister will calm down and not be an asshole for the duration of their relationship.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be chill.
Chill, dude.
Yeah.
All right. We've come once again to the end of another episode of Go No Contact Podcast. Yeah, if you want to check us out on the interwebs, you can find us at gonocontactpodcast.com or on Facebook and Twitter. And we're also doing a live show in Columbus on the second Saturday of May, May 12th. So that's very exciting. Please come if you are in the area. We can send out more information on the Facebook and Twitter with the address and stuff like that. And
Yes.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we're not complicated folks.
No.
Just plain speaking. My name is Misha, and I'm gonna go fix me up some vittles. What was it, vittles?
I'm sorry. It was Vittles, and also the fact that, like, you're from the Midwest and part of your family is British, and I'm the one from the South.
I'm sorry, am I appropriating your culture?
Yes, very much so. I am, as you know, very attached to Southern
No, I
culture.
say I'm about to just pop off for a bit of supper. Care to wrap up?
Yes, my name's Caitlin, and I'm gonna go have a stern talking to you with Misha about appropriating other
Oh.
people's accents.
Oh. Oh, bye.
Bye.